Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I have my own notes.
Okay. Oh.
I was thinking you were going to ask me questions and I wanted to have answers to them.
I don't even know what they are.
My anxiety told me what they might be.
Oh, well, we'll see.
We'll never know.
You're right. You could be very wrong.
All right. Welcome to Goodish Girls. We're back. We took a little bit of a break, but here we are once again. And this time we are joined by our beautiful friend, producer, and third host on our podcast, Alyssa. So welcome to Goodish Girls, Alyssa.
Thanks.
Alyssa reads and she reads our books, and we also work together, which is really, really cool. So we get to hang out all the time. So she's going to be a third host on this podcast, so you guys can give her a warm welcome. Yay.
Yay. Thanks for letting me show my face.
I'm very excited. Alyssa's been in the background of all of our episodes, laughing and sending us notes during the time and editing and doing all the amazing stuff. But now she's going to be on the big screen as well. So she's doing all the things, a wonderful multitasker for sure. So this is going to kind of be a little bit of an introduction episode where we get to know Alyssa a little bit better. You can get to know all three of your hosts eventually, me, Alyssa, and Cass. Cass is going to be taking a small step back just for a little bit, but then she'll be back to hang out with us. So for a little bit, you're going to see Alyssa and I hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
Yay.
It'll be fun.
All right. So you wrote this episode. You're diving right in.
I did.
What are we doing today?
I did. We are going to go over some... like this or that / never have I ever questions about books and being a bookish girl and being on book talk and all that fun stuff.
Okay. I'm here for it.
We'll get to know both of us better and we can just chat about it.
I love it.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. It's going to be great. Okay. Let's do some this or that questions. Would you rather... or this or that. Yeah, whatever. Read a book in bed or read a book on the couch?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, were you prepared?
No, I was not. But it's a wild answer because I'm one of those like psychopath people where I have like a Kindle and then I have my phone and then I have Audible and then I have a physical book. It depends on what I'm reading. I'm reading like 7 different books all at once. I made a list.
That's insane. That's insane.
So if I'm in bed, I'm probably going to use my Kindle. If I'm on the couch, I'm probably going to use either my Kindle or my phone. So probably.
Do you ever read like physical books?
Yes.
Or is that just like not your thing?
No. I do all the things. I started originally with physical books when I like got back into reading and I was like, this is nice. And then I was trying to hold the pages up in bed and it was like fumbling around. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to read it on my phone. And then I got a Kindle. Yeah. And then also I have Audible in my car. And then on my headphones when I'm cooking dinner. So if I probably had to choose, I would say on my couch because that's where I read the most.
Yeah, I think I used to read in bed, but now I think if I read in bed, I would fall asleep. Like,
yeah,
real
that's fair.
Fast.
That's fair.
Yeah. If Audible was the third option, I would choose Audible because that is how I consume most of my books now, just because of time.
But, she's a mother.
Yeah. She's a mother.
She's a mother.
A working mother.
You gotta put the headphones on and do your thing.
Yeah. my commute home. I'm like,
yes.
Oh.
It's a okay. Nice book. Woohoo.
That was when I texted you guys. I literally pulled in the driveway the other night and I texted Dallas and Cass and was like, what was, oh, it was show me your teeth from Quicksilver. God. I got to that moment and I was like,
so
oh
funny.
My God. You cannot just ask someone.
What you cannot just ask someone. Yeah. So Alyssa is reading Quicksilver so that way she can jump in on some of our episodes that are going to be coming out soon. It took us a little while to get her to open up the book, but I'm so glad that you did. And I hope that you are loving it as much as I love it. It became my entire personality. So it's true.
I'm excited. I love it so far. So
it's a good book.
I'll be
caught up. Show me your teeth.
Show me your teeth. What?
I can understand why she was so upset. Like everyone was like, excuse me.
Yeah, you cannot just ask someone that. Like, even, exactly. Like, human to human. I'm not going to, like, walk up to somebody I just met. Hey, Dallas, I know I just met. Show me your teeth.
Show me your teeth. What do they look like?
And then, like, how do you even do that? You're just like, hello.
Yeah, check them out. I probably need me to be like, cover and be like, why do you want to see them?
Why do you want to see them?
Don't ask me stupid questions. You're making me uncomfortable.
Okay.
Poor girl.
Next, this or that, main male character or female main character?
Like, which is my favorite?
I don't know. You just have to pick one.
MMC. Main male characters.
Do you think they matter more to you? Like, I guess, yeah. Like, do they matter more to you? Like, personality, the way they're described in looks and all of that?
Yes.
Than a female is? Because usually, you said that usually make yourself... in your mind,
like exactly. I am the FMC. Like I am the FMC in every single book. I am Bryce. I am Aelin. I am Hercules. I'm everybody, right? And so like the FMCs, I like in when I'm reading, I'm envisioning. I see them and I like get to know their personalities and in my mind, I imagine what they look like. So yes, in my brain, they are more important to me. Not that the FMC is not important, but I am
right.
So,
but it's well, especially I feel like if it's in first person. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't matter as much.
Right.
Like you want to know about the things that that person is seeing, not them looking in a mirror. I would agree with you on that one. I would go female or male main character.
Yeah, MMC for sure.
Do you prefer first person or third person point of view books?
So I've read both. I think I like both. I think that I would probably prefer first person more because it's what I'm used to. However, it did take me a second to get into reading third person, but once I got into it, I did like it a lot. So like Lightlark is written in third person. And that was like, at first I was like, what is happening? Like, how is this? It took me a second to realize how to read it and how to listen to it as well. But once I got into it, I was like, oh, okay. I do like this. But I would probably choose first person because it's what I'm more comfortable with.
I would also say first person. It feels more, you feel more included, I think.
Yeah, like more personal.
First person. But it depends on how it's written.
Yeah.
I would say.
It's hard for me to be the FMC if I...
if you're reading the whole time,
right? If not, I'm just the narrator. What's happening? I don't want to narrate. I want to be in the book.
The narrator. Yeah,
I want to be the main actress. It's true.
Me.
What about me? Oh my gosh.
Okay. Reading at night or reading in the morning?
Probably in the morning because my house is usually quiet at that point in time. In the nighttime, it's still probably loud. Yeah. But I read in weird places, right? Like I read while brushing my teeth or like I'm cooking dinner. I'll like set up my Kindle and I'll like tap the pages as I'm cooking, right? And then I read at work on my breaks. So I do read in weird places.
So I listen to most of my books and if I'm driving to work, it's early, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning, I will listen to a podcast or I will listen to music, but then driving home I'm like, okay, cool, I'm ready. like to listen to a book for whatever reason.
I had wondered that about you because I remember you told me the other day that on your drive home, mm-hmm. you listened to Quicksilver. And I thought you walked away mm-hmm. and I was like, what about on our drive to work? It's the same. And then I was like, what does she do? Does she sit in silence?
Listen to music.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll listen to a podcast. Like I'm a big Survivor fan, the TV show. I'll listen to the Survivor podcast that I follow the day after the episode airs. So I'm like mm-hmm. excited about that. Or there's another podcast I listen to that comes out on Mondays. So like on Monday morning, I'll listen to that. But most mornings I listen to music on my way to work.
I don't know why.
But then like I get in the car to go home and I'm like, Audible, we're here.
Gotta do books. It's one day we're going to be the podcast that people listen to every week when our episode drops. One day.
Maybe on their way to work. Maybe on their way home from work.
Maybe. Let us know.
You never know.
Or if it's on their way to work, we'll release it at midnight. If you like it on the way home, we'll release it in the afternoon. It's fine.
Yeah. I'll change the upload times.
We'll accommodate you. We'll put it to a vote.
Yes.
I love that.
Reading outside or reading inside?
Inside. It's always too bright outside.
I love reading outside. Like to me, reading by the pool sounds so great. Or like reading by the lake or on the beach. So mm-hmm. great. Florida, too hot.
Central it's so Florida, hot here.
Like too far. I'm too far away from the beach.
Yes.
It's too hot.
There's no ocean breeze here. We're just chilling in the middle of Orlando.
It is also, like you said, too bright for my baby eyes. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
If I'm reading outside, I have like a towel over my head. I'm just like in
my
little
cave. It dark.
Like, this is okay.
Even at lunch when we're like sitting there, I'm like trying to cover my phone like so I can see the words.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Yeah. On a cruise ship, anywhere. I will say that.
Okay.
I read everywhere on a cruise ship.
For me, in theory, outside all the time. In real life, probably not.
Inside. I don't need to go outside because when I'm in the books, we are always outside.
There you go.
See what I mean?
You're mentally there.
Yes, mentally I am in the woods somewhere.
Okay, libraries or bookstores?
Bookstores. 100% bookstores.
Yeah. I want to be more involved in using libraries, but I'm not.
Like that's a good goal.
I'm just that.
You know, it you because you have to go twice. We're working moms.
That's true.
We can get there one time, maybe. But then trying to get there to return that book.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't do it.
But if you get a new book when you return the last book.
Also true. But then also, I am also that weird person that reads the book on Kindle and then I buy the book as like a reward.
One of my friends does that. I was just laughing at that this morning. It was either an Instagram or a TikTok that was like, I listen to or consume my book via Kindle and then have the trophy of the physical book, which I purchase afterwards.
Yes, I have a lot of my books are like Lightlark back here. This one right there, read all of them, listened to all of them online. And then I was like, it's a little reward. And then, but like some of these over here, like this one, like The Curious Tides, I have not read yet. So I bought that book.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, it sounds like, so I do have some books that I like are on my physical TBR. So I will eventually pick up that book and read it, but I don't want to buy I didn't want to buy the entire Throne of Glass series. What if I didn't like it? I did like it, but what if I didn't like it? And then I was like, I have all these books.
Right. Also, there's something to me very like intimidating is not the word, but having like a physical TBR like staring at you and then I'm like, oh my god, I have to read this book.
There's a lot of pressure
waiting for me, like mm-hmm. every time I walk by I'm like, okay, I know you're there.
It's like, hello, Alyssa, are you gonna read me?
I know. I have my friend Hazel's book that's coming out in a month and I've started it. But again, like my physical time to read books is so limited. I'm not finished it yet. So embarrassingly, not for the fact that it's not good, just physical time.
Yeah.
And it's by my front door and sitting next to it now is the new Hunger Games book. And every time I walk by them, I'm like, don't look at me.
It's like, I know. Doo-doo-doo. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So much fun. What a fun place to put the book. Does that help, if it's closer to the door, does that help you grab it more? Like, is that on the way to the couch?
So it could be. So it's on my, I have like a record stand. So I have like my record player and all my vinyls, and it's like at the end of my vinyls. Which is funny because I do have like a physical bookshelf in another room. But yeah, my idea was like, okay, by the front door, could grab it going to the couch, or I could grab it on my way to work. And just, yeah.
God damn, you're so cool. How are we friends? She's like my record player and my vinyls.
I'm not that cool.
I love that.
I have brought books to work so many times with the intent of reading them, and then it just like doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's got to be along the same lines as me not being able to listen to a book in the morning. My brain is like, no, sorry, no.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Do you have Kindle Unlimited on your phone?
No, I have a Kindle.
I wonder if that would make a difference if it's like on your phone. Cause I have it on my, I had mm-hmm. it on my phone before I got a real Kindle. I was like, oh, I don't need a Kindle. Turns out yeah. I love that Kindle, but I just did it right yeah. on my phone. So I wonder if that would make a difference.
That's interesting. Maybe. Maybe I'll have to try that.
Try and let me know next time.
I also wonder if I just brought like giant headphones and put them on and just like yeah. started listening to my audiobook and nobody bothered me. I bet I could listen to it.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is nobody at lunch would be like, hey, Alyssa. Well, okay. You know, there'd probably be one person. There'd be one person, well, but you could pretend you didn't hear them.
That's right.
You could just like look the There's opposite six. Direction.
Close my eyes.
Yeah. Put some She's in a book right on. Now. She doesn't know who you are.
She is in the woods right now. Leave yeah. her alone. She's outside in the woods.
She's with Kingfisher right now. Leave her alone. Don't talk to her. I'll sit next to you. I'll be your security.
People will walk up. You'll be like, walk away.
She's meeting Lorth. Go away. She's trying to figure out if she likes Dania. Get out.
Perfect. I love that.
Okay, yeah, bring headphones. I will protect you.
That's all I need is security.
Yes, I'll sit right next to you in our little lawn chairs, in our wetsuits. No one will yeah. bother you. I'd like to Perfect. See them try.
I love it.
I'm 5'2", but at work, I'm 6'4".
That's right. You gotta be.
You have to be.
Gotta be. Books that make you laugh or books that make you cry?
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Some of these are, like, tough.
That's a good question. So... it takes a lot for me to cry in a book. There's not very many books okay. that I have actually physically cried over. Have you done Crescent City yet?
No.
Okay.
I need to.
So there's a chapter, and I don't want to like spoil it. And if people who listen, yeah. if you have read Crescent City and you got to chapter 80 and you know Lahaba, the tiny fire sprite, you know, if you know, you know. Sobbed, called my husband. I called him and I was like, why? Because he was also listening to the book with me. And I was like, why is this happening? Why does she hate us? Sarah J. Maas, why do you hate us? That's my question. Why did you do that?
I love a moment in a book that makes me laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's something to be said about being so emotionally invested in characters that you do cry.
Yeah.
Like that's just good writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like nobody wants wakes up and they're like, you know what I want to do today? Cry.
I want to cry.
But people love a good character.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. There, speaking of like books you could laugh at, I think you would, if you want to add one more to your TBR eventually, I think you would like Blood of Hercules, because the inner monologue of that girl, Alexis, is hysterical. There's like one line where she was like, a man started speaking, so I stopped listening.
See? Sorry, I'm done.
I think you're going to love it. It's hilarious.
Okay. I will add it for sure.
Add that to your TBR and let me know what you think.
I will.
It's okay. So good.
Done. Paperback or hardback?
Hardback. I don't like, I don't like same. When they flop around.
Yep.
I don't like it. Like I spent these books right here, I spent a couple of minutes. I was like, stay together. Stop. And one's like leaning.
So no. This isn't on there though, but let's say you get a paperback or you get a hardback. Do you crack the spine when you open it?
I do not, and here's why. So when I first got into reading, I told Cass, I said, Cass, I want to read a book. I'm going on a cruise. Okay, I don't care what book it is. She's like, I think you're going to like this one book. It's a fantasy book. And I was like, okay, I'm a true crime girly, but whatever. Yeah, I'll give it a shot, right? So then I opened the book. Turns out it was ACOTAR. Changed my life forever. I read that book, and so I borrowed the rest of the series from her. And one of the books, I bent it too far, and I like crinkled the edge, and she was really upset, and I felt really bad. So now I know we don't bend it. We don't push it too far back. You just barely hold it open. She did try. She was like, "Why is this bent?" And I was like, "I don't know. What, you don't want this in the book?"
What's on a cruise?
I'm sorry. So now I'm very careful with books.
Yeah. Okay. Standalone book or a series? I'm a series girly. Give me a series.
Yes. I would say series because once I finish a book, I immediately like need to continue if I don't feel like I absorb enough information. I'm okay with a standalone. Mm-hmm. Like I'm here for it. Everyone's home. I'm like, oh, I'll do a little standalone. But I really love a series. But what I get frustrated at, and I feel like I'm not alone on this, is when you start a series, like Blood of Hercules, for example, I just finished that book. And I was like, let's go on to the next book. It's not out.
Yeah.
End of the year. And I was like, okay. That's frustrating.
And then when it is released, you're like, can I have my season recap, please?
Previously on.
Yeah.
Yes. But now I have to go back and read that book.
Yeah. That's what TikTok's for, though. Previously on.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. We could do that. But some of these books that I'm like really into that I'm waiting for more to come out, I think about them all the time. So like, and then once I finish a book, I think about it for like a good couple of months, like every couple of hours. I don't know why I am that way. It's just who I am.
It's just who I am. I think a standalone book is an excellent palate cleanser. Finish a whole series, 5-6 books. And like, let's say you finish ACOTAR and you want to go into Fourth Wing. Nothing's better there than a standalone book in between.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, you know, I should probably learn how to do palate cleanse. But
I would like to say, and I finished ACOTAR, and I immediately, like, on the same block, pulled up Fourth Wing. So I'm not following my own advice.
And that's okay. You don't have to follow your own advice.
It sounds nice.
Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, it sounds great. But
I should try that. I'm reading, like I said, I'm reading too many books at once. And so there is no like intermission. There is no pausing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, finish this book, open this book. And sometimes I don't look and see if it's a series. Sometimes I just let it surprise me. And I just like, I'm like, oh, this book looks nice. And then I open it and then maybe it's a standalone. Maybe it's a series. Maybe it's a completed series. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe I self-sabotage. That's what happens.
It's okay.
I'm like, maybe this will hurt me.
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I'll cry. Maybe I'll laugh.
Maybe. Maybe I'll do both.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Audiobook or physical book? You're both.
I'm 100% both. It depends. There's some books that I read that I'm like, I've read them and I'm like, okay, now I want to listen to the book. Mm-hmm. Right. So like I read ACOTAR and then I listened to ACOTAR and then I listened to the dramatized version of ACOTAR. It's like, I needed all the things, right? Like, and then like Blood of Hercules, I read that book, but the inner monologue that character has and how funny it was, I think that I will now go and purchase that Audible and listen to that book. Because I think it would be hilarious to listen to.
I love a physical book in my hands, but realistically, audiobooks are what I consume. Like I need more of in my life right now.
Right.
And I think the same goes for a Kindle for a lot of people. Like people love a Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
But is it because it's just more convenient and it also then accumulates less in your space in your life? Mm-hmm. Like to me, like that's the best points of a Kindle.
I don't have to carry
a whole book around. I don't have to make space in my house to put books on my shelves if I don't want to, but I can still like read that book and enjoy it and like move on.
Yeah, the bookmark's not going to fall out of a Kindle. many times I lost my bookmark in a physical book. Like, cool. Well, now I don't. Now I'm just going to open a page and see where I'm at. Try and figure it out.
And then you're like leafing through trying to find your way back to where you were.
Exactly. But Kindle, I just swipe it up and it says you were right here.
That's true.
Makes my life a lot easier. Point. But again, I do all the things.
Yeah. Binge read or slow read?
Binge. I sometimes I want to be like a slow reader. I wish I could be different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I am the way that I am. But I have to like consume as much as possible.
I remember pre having kids sitting down and buying a book, like a thick book, like a Hunger mm-hmm. Games, or you know, like several hundred page book,
mm-hmm.
and consuming it, like finishing it in a day.
Yeah.
That doesn't really happen anymore.
No.
That's a nice thought, though.
That is a nice thought.
I guess I'm more of a slow reader now.
One day, though, when they're in college, they've moved
eight,
out.
Eight, 16 years from now,
yeah, maybe many, I'll many be years
binge
now.
Reading again. With my giant stack of TBR books.
Yes, you're finally happy.
Yeah.
8 million years later.
Read in silence or read with music on?
Oh, in silence.
Yeah.
I cannot read with music on. I think that would be a nice thought. Like the vibe. I can
block it out. But like if I'm just sitting at home and nobody else is around,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to read in silence.
Yeah, no, I need to read in silence because again, I dive into the book. Like I'm gone. I'm not here.
Pulling the lines apart and you're like, hello? Is there more here?
Like where's this character
at? What else is between these lines?
No, exactly. Like in my mind, I'm not here. I'm gone. Like, if you're talking to me, I don't know what you're saying. I can't hear you. Especially, like, when I'm driving Audible, I don't remember how I got home. Yeah. I get in my car, start my car, my book turns on, I leave work, and then all of a sudden, I am home.
Which is the best part about it.
Nice for the people of Orlando, because then I don't yell at as many people.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, cut somebody off. Oh, well, it's fine. I didn't even notice. It's fine.
You should get like a bumper sticker. Sorry, yeah. I'm listening to an Audible.
Yeah, sorry, my Audible is going.
we'll make stickers. We'll make a,
yes.
Sorry, I'm listening to Goodish Girls podcast.
Yes, that's cute. I'll make them. Mm-hmm. I'll print them out.
Yeah.
Anyone wants a sticker? Like
that would be good.
Let us know.
Yeah, I'd love that.
We'll hook you up with stickers.
Friends to lovers or enemies to lovers?
Enemies. Everything's better with a little hate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I even cook with hate.
I just like the banter.
Yes.
I love a little banter. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I hate that guy. And you're like, you love him though.
No, you don't. You don't hate him.
You actually love him.
Yes. You like him a lot. Because in real life, no. Right?
Oh.
Like in real life, no man's going to talk to me like that. I'll put him right on his ass. In a book though, it's mm-hmm. different. It's different.
You're like, oh, that's so nice. They like, love each other.
Oh, he's the worst. I love him. Oh, he's so mean to her. I punched her right in the mouth. I love him. In real life, though, absolutely not. No, in a book, if they're like, if he's like a nice guy, I'm like, why are you even alive? You're going to die in that book.
Oh.
RIP, nice guy.
PETA.
Ugh. He does survive, but...
He's just so nice.
He's so kind. He's so kind.
He's so kind.
People gonna walk on all over
kind.
Him. Yes. It'd toughen up.
Katniss. Why is he so kind? Katniss is nice. Like the enemy in that book almost, if you yes. think about it. She's like, what's wrong with you? You're too nice.
Why are you the way that you are? Yes, exactly. For those who don't know, I am just now starting the Hunger Games for the first time in my life. So.
Oh, and for those of you that don't know, we recorded a Hunger Games podcast three times.
So many times. Every time
and
deleted.
And then decided it was cursed.
It is. You know, it is
maybe
cursed.
One day we'll get to it. Maybe we can just do like the whole book or something.
Mm-hmm. You know what we could do? We could go cursed. Live. Just go live online and talk about the book and it is what it is.
A live stream. I love a live stream.
Could set it up.
Okay.
And then like if it that. Really deletes from there, it is truly cursed.
And then we'll never talk about it again.
No, I'll put the book away. I wasn't meant to read this series.
This one's a tough one.
Oh, no.
Burn your favorite book or have your favorite character die.
Okay, question. If I burn the book, can I still read it on my Kindle? Yeah, What are the rules here? What are the stipulations here?
Right, because I read it and I was like, "What about my Audible?"
Right? Can I listen to the book?
Can I still? Yeah. Can I still listen? Does that? I guess to make it like a true, you have to choose one. You cannot reread or re-listen to that book again. Or you can listen to that again or read it again, but your favorite character is going
to
die.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to say burn the book because I like to reread and re-listen to my books. So I cannot go through the trauma that is my favorite character dying over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do it. So read it one time. Character lives.
I'd rather have the memories.
Set it on fire. Light it up.
Mm-hmm.
Light it up.
Yeah. I'll just live here happily in my memories of my character being happy.
Yep. You're a Crescent City fan. You'll perfect. Light it up.
Oh, I can't wait. Live inside your favorite book or bring a character out of a book?
Nope. I'm gone. Bye.
Yeah, same.
I'm out.
I'm not. I'm gone.
No.
I'm so far gone.
I'm diving in as much as I'm going to physically leave this place. Goodbye, America.
100%.
Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Okay. Only read new books or only reread books?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't go back and reread the books that you've read. But, like, from this moment on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll reread. I'll reread the old books.
Read no new books.
If I had to choose, if they were like, read this new book or never read ACOTAR again.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, it's like my comfort book.
You go to the store or you're at the airport and you're about to get on, you know, you're walking through the airport and all of these brand new books are staring at you as you're walking by at the bookstore. And you're like, that's okay. I got ACOTAR.
Yeah. If I never could hear Cassian confess his love to Nesta again, I would probably die. If I can never hear more say, don't let the hard days win, no, I'm good. It's a hot take.
I mean, I'm like roasting you, but I probably would also only reread books. So,
right? Like, I know what happens. They make me happy.
Mm-hmm. That's like having a comfort TV show.
Yes.
Like watching the same TV show over and over again versus watching a new TV show. Yes. I'll rewatch seasons of Survivor. I'll rewatch Grey's Anatomy or Friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are really good shows. The Mindy Project, I've watched multiple times. Criminal Minds, multiple times.
Criminal Minds.
Castle.
Criminal Minds, I cannot watch too many episodes of Criminal Minds in a row, though. Or I get like a little messed up.
That's fair. I already have anxiety over all those things. So I just like, I'm like, okay.
It's also, a good show. Now that I'm older, I watch it less because now it like, it feels a little too close to like those things could actually happen that I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I get that. I do understand. So like Criminal Minds, Mindy Project, Castle, Bones.
Bones is so good.
Booth,
I also grew
100%.
Up, well, I grew up a Buffy the Vampire Slayer girl.
Mm-hmm.
My soul dog's name was Buffy.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bones is such a good show.
Yeah, when that show came out, I was like, I'm already sold. And then it ended up being so good.
Such a good show.
Yeah,
100%. It's a great show.
Okay. Live in a fantasy book or live in a romance book?
Fantasy. Because there's always going to be romance. It's the fae. Yeah. It's the fae.
Love. hate a book recommended by a friend or a friend recommended a book hated by you?
One more time.
Hate a book recommended by a friend or a friend recommended a book hated by you?
They recommended it to somebody else?
No, like you recommend a book to Cass.
Oh, and she hates it?
Or Cass is like, you gotta read this book. and she tells you what it is and you're like, oh my God, I hate that book. For me, it's that one. Because I could be like, oh yeah, I'll totally read it. Or like, yeah, I read it. And just end the sentence there. But like, if I'm like, Dallas, you have to read this book. It's so good. Mm-hmm. And then you come back to me and you're like, no, that sucked. Then I'd be like, okay.
No, I feel like I'm probably the same. Because I feel like I take a lot of pride in my book recommendations.
Right.
Yeah. So if I tell you to read a book, like I really think you're going to like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it took me a while to get Cass to read Quicksilver. I was like, Cass, you got to read this book. Cass, you got to listen to this book. Like there's a girl. Her name is Sarah. There's a guy. His name is Kingfisher. You're going to love him. There's like he's the sons. Best. There's two sons. It's fine. Like, and she was like, oh, okay, sure. Okay. Yeah. And I was like, girl, just do it. And then she did it. And here we are. I'm proud of that recommendation. I don't recommend books lightly. Yeah.
Somebody asked me a couple months ago to recommend podcasts and I was like, okay. And then I almost was like, I don't want to, like, I love these podcasts. What if
they don't like it? you should preface it. Like, I'm going to give you this podcast, but don't tell me your opinion.
Yeah.
Like either you listen to it or you don't.
You hate it, but please don't tell me you hated it.
Right. Exactly. Well,
we're never going to talk about this again.
Correct. Unless they love it and then talk about it all the time. But if they don't, then go on.
Yeah. Move it on. Never happened.
Yes. 100%.
Okay, here we go. A friend mistreated your book or a friend spoiled a current read for you? I don't really care if my friends, like, I mean, I guess if your book came back and, like, the cover was ripped off and you, like, had read it a million times, that would really suck.
Cass did forgive me for damaging her book, I think. Well, I hope.
Did she?
We're still friends. We're not sure. So we're, the there's that. Still out. They're still out. She probably thinks about every time she looks at that book, she's like, that girl, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Probably for some reason, it doesn't bother me as much if I know a spoiler. And I think this is because I become accustomed to it. Because I accidentally see spoilers online all the time. Mm-hmm. Once I pick up a book or start reading it, it's automatically on my For You page. So there's spoilers anyways.
Do you know what I have a chance. Before, like, everyone's always like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? If I got a book and I started reading it and I got invested in the characters, I'd flip to the end and read the last page.
Alyssa.
It's really bad.
Okay, I don't think I'm the psychopath here anymore. I don't think it's me.
You're like, I need to find a new co-host. This isn't working out.
Well, we had three, but now we have two.
I couldn't help myself. Because it was right there. Like,
yeah.
All you had to do was be like, all right, now I know what happens.
Was there ever a time that you did that and then you were like, what? Like, what does that mean? Then or did you always know?
No,
the whole chapter.
The last chapter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like if, what if it's like a whole series? Was it just one book? Or did you do it for like the whole series? You like.
No, yeah, no. So like, let's say it was because I did this growing up, right? Let's say it was a new Harry Potter book. I would read the last page to that book.
Okay. All right.
And then if I didn't know what was going on, I'd read that whole last chapter and then I would finish that book. It's not like I was like picking up the second book and being like, oh, I need to find the seventh book of this series.
Yeah. I picked up The Assassin's Creed. Let me see what's at the end of Kingdom of Ash.
Yeah, no. Not that. I'm not that crazy.
Okay. I just wondered.
But Yeah.
Wow. I see you in a different light now.
I know.
Whatever, you're the reader. Whatever makes you happy.
That's fair.
If it works for you.
You read your books.
Yeah. If you need to read the last page, that's fine. I wonder if there are authors out there that know that people do that and then they specifically write in a certain way. Or maybe they don't think that too much into it.
Or it's like formatted a certain way, so the last page only has like a paragraph on it. Because I remember flipping to the last page of a book and it would have like two paragraphs and I'd be like, this isn't enough. I'm reading the chapter.
The author's like, ha ha.
And I'm like, I'm just reading the chapter.
Read the whole chapter. There's only so much the author can do to get you to read the whole thing. Do you do
eventually
that in bookstores?
I will read the whole book. No. Okay. I need to be invested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not going to be like, okay, this is the synopsis. Let me see what happens. But if I had had like The Court of Mist and Fury, right? And I was like reading it. I for sure could have seen myself flipping to the end and being like, okay, where is she? Where's Skylar now?
So then my other question is, with Audible, do you go to listen to the last chapter, or do you let it play?
Yeah, let it play.
Okay. So it's helping you. It's helping you go through this story as you should.
Audible, thank you for making me a better person.
A better reader. Yes. Thank you, Audible.
Please,
this is not sponsored.
Sponsor our podcast.
Yes, please sponsor us. We love you.
Thank you for making me a better person.
Look at him go. I love
we'll
it.
Tag him.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one more this or that, and then I have a quick other things. A movie adaptation with a plot deviation, or a book with a promising start that goes downhill.
I'm going to go movie because I don't have to watch it. I can choose not to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But if the book is written, it has a bad plot, then I'm not going to read it.
Yeah, I agree. If a movie adaptation changes something and it's still good, I don't want to say I don't care, but it's not going to ruin my life.
I think it depends on the book. Like, whoever decides to put ACOTAR into a movie, it better be on the money. You know what I mean? Like Sarah J. Maas, I think, right. put so much time and effort into creating and weaving a story. Like, she is the Taylor Swift of books. Do not deviate.
So let's say you're watching an ACOTAR adaptation and you don't know what happens. This is midnight release. You're at the midnight premiere.
Okay. Have I read the book or no? Not read the book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're read you. The book. Okay.
You're you.
I am me. I'm also Feyre, Nesta, and Elaine.
Yes. Sure. Okay. You're there. You're watching the movie, and Cassian doesn't end up with Nesta.
No, I'm out.
Would you rather that happen, or would you rather read a book with a promising start and then it goes downhill and you're like, this book sucks, I'm done? DNF.
That's so hard. Because it's DNF'd a series. I have DNF'd a series 3 books in, and I got real mad. Because I put a lot of time and effort into reading that book and learning those characters and learning that world. And then I was like, why does this suck now? It's not even a completed series. There's not a book coming out.
I almost think, though, if the movie adaptation, the deviation is bad enough, it could ruin the books for you.
Yes.
Because what if you're watching this movie, it's your favorite book that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're now seeing the characters that way. And then if they change a plot point so much, I feel like I'd go back and read the book and just be angry.
Yeah, exactly. And then why, as a director, you got to be disrespectful? You have the book. Like, it tells you what happens. Just put it on the screen. It's why you don't have to get creative. You're going to win an Oscar anyways, because it's a good book.
It's not like it's hard.
Don't fix something that's not broken. It's a good book.
Yeah.
It was probably number one on the New York Best Times. Like, you decided to put money into make it a movie. Don't make stupid decisions.
Yeah, fair.
That's my take.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't know. I got heated about that.
Yeah, I mean, understandably, though. Okay,
they gotta
never
do better.
Have I ever folded a page corner.
Not in a fantasy book. Nothing recent, okay. But like back in the day, for sure.
Yeah, I fold page corners if it's like my own
I think
book.
When I read 50 Shades, I think I folded a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like many years ago.
If it's my own book and it's not like a special edition or a first mm-hmm. edition, yeah, I'll fold a page corner.
No one's gonna know. How will they know?
Never have I ever broken a book spine. Yeah, I've broken a book spine.
That. Okay, so I don't know if I broke. I don't think I broke Cassidy's. I think I just
put a little
crease. I just put a little wrinkle in it on accident.
I'm not reading a book like this though.
Just so I read all of her other Throw in a Glass books just like that.
No,
because I was so scared to break them again.
I'm so scared. I'm not going to say that I'm opening a book like as soon as I buy it and like cracking it open.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not going to read it with one eye so I can see the whole thing.
I just like support the bottom of the book and then like bend the pages open. But I'm like supporting it so it's not. Dude, so I don't know. I'm traumatized.
You're gently breaking them.
Yes. It's okay. The books are fine.
Never have I ever DNF'd a book. You just said you have.
I really try hard not to. I hate DNFing a book. I hate going with a story unfinished, but I had to do it.
There's one book that I've DNFed, and I can see the cover, and I don't remember the name of it, but I think it is still on my bookshelf somewhere.
It was bad.
I read it when I was like 16. It was about a girl that like broke up with her boyfriend and then found out that he was dating someone else. And drove by his house and stole their puppy out of their lawn.
Oh. But we don't know what happened to the dog?
No, she like took it back to her apartment and was like chilling with this dog. And it's like her just like working through her emotions.
Was it their dog or was it just his dog?
It was his and his new girlfriend's dog.
Oh my gosh, it was their dog.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And she was like, ugh, like, I hate him. Ugh, look at their happy life. They have this cute puppy.
I'm going to take their dog.
I'm going to steal it. Mm-hmm. Describing it now, I'm like, I feel like I'd like this book.
You might.
Like, this you should girl, try like, reading it again. Distraught girl and this puppy she stole. Maybe I should. Take I don't even remember dog. What it's called.
Oh my gosh.
I'll see if I still have it.
Yeah, I'd like to know what it is. That's some trauma right there.
The cover is like the dog and like her legs, like on a sidewalk.
Oh, okay.
The cover. I'm gonna Google it later.
There's probably a happy ending. She probably gets to keep the dog.
Maybe I did. No, I don't think I finished it. I probably read the last page.
You probably did. You're like, and the dog and I lived happily ever after.
Okay, cool.
Got it. Ken put it away now. Yeah. I should have done that. I DNF'd the Book of Azrael. I feel real bad about it. It had such a good start. And it was really growing strong. Because, like, the FMC was evil at first. Like she was the bad guy. Which was really interesting. Because normally, it's not how that works. Yeah. And then the MMC was, like, the good guy. So I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then eventually it just got so repetitive. And I couldn't keep up. I was like, I can't do it anymore. So it was really bad.
Just, like, out of boredom.
Yeah.
I disagree with this.
No, I liked all the characters. I liked what was going on. And then all of a sudden I was like, we're still in this. We're still doing this. And then I didn't like when I love a book, I think about it all the time, even at work. Right. Like I'm hanging out with whatever we're doing. And I'm like, back here is the book. Just like playing my brain. We're like waiting to do things. And I'm like, but I didn't think about that book. And I was like, you know what? I'm not into it anymore. I'm not thinking
about it. It's not worth my time.
Right. I have too many other books that I'm reading.
Yeah, that's fair. Never have I ever fallen asleep reading.
No.
I have. Oh, never. I have. Yeah, I for sure have.
I wish I could. But I don't fall asleep reading or watching TV or...
Oh.
I need silence and darkness. You fall asleep watching TikTok videos, right?
Yeah.
It's like replay.
I fall asleep sitting up. Just close my eyes.
I wish I could do that. Do you take naps? Are you a napper?
Oh, I love a nap. You don't nap, do you?
No, I can't. I nap when I'm super sick when I take a nap.
I love a nap.
One time I took a nap and I woke up and I didn't know where I was. I was like, what's happening?
What year?
Where am I? I was like, huh? And I texted my husband, I took a nap. And he's like, oh my God, are you okay?
Are you sick?
I try to take a nap. I have laid down. Yeah. I close my eyes and then I open them and then I stare. But I do like a good rest. I like to lay down on my phone or on my Kindle or just like lay down and I feel rested.
I feel like napping. If I didn't nap and couldn't fall asleep reading or watching TV or anything like that, I would be a lot more productive. But here,
you know,
I am who
maybe,
I am.
Because while my husband is napping, I'm doing things. So you're probably right. Yeah. That's okay,
really
though.
A superpower that you have.
Is it? It feels like a weak, like a weakness.
No, I think that's a superpower.
I'm like, my kid's up every 2 hours at night. I don't nap. They're like, nap when the baby's napping. How? How does that work? I got things to do. I gotta read. I gotta clean. I gotta do a podcast. I'm doing all the things.
Yeah, you're a busy lady.
No sleep. But honestly, I'm a sleepy lady. I'm a sleepy girl.
But you can't
sleepy
nap.
Girl who can't nap. Who can't nap.
Interesting. Never have I ever had 20 plus books on my TBR. 20 is a lot. I do not have 20.
That's a great question. I'm going to open up my Kindle. I would like to count them. Because I don't, Kindle doesn't let you have too many. They make you return some.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, there's 23. That's not too bad.
Oh, so you have.
That's not bad.
I think I could get 20 plus. Like if I sat there and read book synopses.
I see a lot on TikTok.
Is it synopses? Synopsises.
I think it's synopsis. Like is.
Just singular.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't.
I think I watch them a lot on TikTok.
And then like the girl at it.
Yeah, like the book talkers who are like, they bring out a stack of books and they're like, this one and this one and this one.
Videos.
I want to be that girl so bad. I want to be that girl so bad.
I love those kind of videos. Or like just like the stack and they'll go through them and rate them and put like pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Yeah.
Or like, if this was your book boyfriend, you'll like this book. I found a ton of my favorite books from that. If you liked Cassian, you'll like this book. If you liked Rasan, you'll like this book. And I'm like, I do like Cassian. I will also probably like this other book to my TBR for sure.
Yeah, that's fair. Have you ever broken, or I keep reading them wrong. Never have I ever broken a book buying ban. I've never had one.
Like one that was on the, like when you are not allowed to. Oh.
Like if you were like, I have too many TBR reads, I'm not allowed to buy any books as a rule for myself until I read some.
No.
I've never had that.
I don't set that rule for myself.
That's why we're here.
If I have too many on my TBR, I just scoot them over.
Read more.
Oh, I'll just start this other book and then I'll just have this book for later. It's fine. Kindle makes me set a limit for the TBR, and that is Kindle's fault. They're like, you have too many borrowed books. Return one. It's electronics. We're all borrowing them.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Right. What is the limit? 25?
Whatever number I just said, because every time I add a new book, it makes me return another one. I think I have 23. Yeah, I was like 23 on there.
I hate that. It needs to be 25 or 20.
Don't right?
23.
Let me recount it. I feel like I counted it wrong now. Now Kindle's going to be mad at me. Kindle's going to comment like, hey,
what are you doing?
Actually, well, some of these, some of these I bought. I have 6, 29, 12, 15, 18, and 21, 22.
Did you buy two of them?
1, 2, 3.
Is it actually 20? No, so no.
4. I own 5 of them.
Yeah, I hate
that. 3 of them are ARC reads that I downloaded, like, to my Kindle, and then 2 of them I, like, physically purchased from my Kindle.
Okay.
And the rest are borrowed. But I think it's, like, the amount that's in there. I don't know.
Maybe it's by space?
Maybe. I always have a book finished on there that I'm like, okay, I read that book, I can return it. But when I finish a book, I don't immediately return it because I feel like I'm abandoning it. Right?
Oh.
Like, so I finished Blood of Hercules.
Being the weird one now.
Yeah. I guess we are. I finished Blood of Hercules. It's still in there. I'm not ready to let it go.
I love you.
Yeah. Hello. Like, I finished Feather So Vicious, Shadow So Cool. Like, that is my one of my favorite dark series of all time. It sat in my TBR for, like, or to my, I guess, TBR, but technically okay. Red area.
So does it sit in there until you buy a physical copy?
I want it to be. If I had that much money, yes. Mm-hmm. But I eventually, it was like, you have to get rid of some. And I was like, well, I haven't read these other ones. And I read this one and I was like, fine, like, put it back. I'll be back for you. Don't worry. I want to find a special edition copy of those books, though, for my shelf.
Yeah, for sure.
The good series.
Never have I ever read three or more books at once.
Oh, more. All the books.
Is that all the time for you?
Yeah.
How many books do you think you, like, continuously have going? Like,
you know, it's funny because I actually made a list before we started this. So I knew you were going to ask this question. Okay, so I just finished four books, like, these last, like, 2 weeks. So I just finished Kiss of the Basilisk yesterday. I finished The Sacrificial Rose, which is an arc that I read. I just finished Blood of Hercules, like, 2 days ago. And I just finished Trials of the Sun Queen as an audible. But then I immediately started the next one for that. So I'm still reading The Hunger Games. I started The Rule of the Aurora King. I'm starting Psycho Shifters. And then I'm on another arc of Wicked Dance of Obsidian and Light.
And these are all on Kindle, or you have are no. some of these...
Yeah. All things.
Oh, yeah. See, I can be listening to an audiobook at the same time I'm reading a physical book.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my limit, too.
Yeah. Like, I have, like, I try to keep it organized. So, like, I have an Audible going, I have one on my phone, and then I have one on my actual mm-hmm. Kindle, and then a physical book.
Okay.
Right? So then, like,
but you said I take you my Kindle.
No. Yes. But, like, sometimes. I have like my four favorites, right? Like, so I try to do more than one audible at a time. I feel like that's a little
you're like I actually have four Kindles, one for each room.
Yeah, so Kindles for everywhere. Kindles for everyone. It's fine. No, I have many books going, and then, like, I'll be like, okay, I have to do this arc, so I'll put this one on my phone because I'm going to take it with me and I want to finish it so I can mm-hmm. do my review, right? And then mm-hmm. I have, like, my Kindle, which has, like, the other books that I'm reading. And so, like, sometimes when I do my, like, my breaks at work, I'll read one book and then I'll go to my next break and I'll read a different book. But, like, I try not to, I don't know.
That's funny.
Sometimes I just switch back and forth. And sometimes, like, no, I really like this one book, so I'm just going to finish it all really quick and then put another mm-hmm. one on there and then go back to these other books.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I don't help my anxiety.
Yeah.
I don't obsess over things too much anymore.
That's good.
Because I got all these other worlds I'm invested in.
That's good. Okay, I have four more. Never have I ever lost a book.
I don't think I have.
I probably have. Oh, I feel like I probably have. I can't think of an example, mm-hmm. but I'm feel like I probably have.
I think I still even have, like, poetry books that my sister got me when I was a kid, like when I was younger. I think I still have them in a box somewhere. But also, I wasn't a super avid reader younger, so I didn't have like a ton of books to keep track of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't really a lot of books to lose. And nowadays mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I spent a lot of money on these books.
That book, I
they're
know
not going anywhere. Yeah. I know where that book is.
Glass
at.
Case.
Yes, exactly. Still in the package.
This next one's very silly. Never have I ever fallen in love with a fictional character.
100%. Everybody has.
Yeah.
If you didn't, I don't. Maybe you should read a different book. Read a different book. Let me recommend some to you.
Maybe get out of the nonfiction section.
Yes. Get out of here. No, I'm in love with all of them. I am collecting t-shirts for each book boyfriend that I have. I currently have 3 out of 5 t-shirts.
I love that.
It's my thing. I have a Athalar t-shirt. I have a Cassian t-shirt. I have a Lorcan sweatshirt. I need a Kingfisher shirt.
I'm ready for you to read Fourth Wing.
Oh, I'll need a t-shirt afterwards. It's like, yeah, a reward. You finish the book, you get merch, right?
It's like running a race.
Yeah, getting a medal. Exactly. Exactly. I need a Kingfisher shirt and I need a Grimm shirt.
The medal is the physical book. And then you also get your race shirt.
Yes, gotta have both things. Mm. Yes. I finished Lightlark. I have my books now. I would like my t-shirt.
You know, it'd be cool. I don't even know if I want to say it on the podcast. I think it's such a good idea.
Edit
what
it out.
There was like, yeah, if it's too good, you tell me and we'll edit it out. And
yeah, you're the producer. You decide.
Will just be in suspense. What if you were like in a book club and when you finished a book, you got like a bookmark in the mail for that book with like a quote from the book or like,
yeah,
something that would be
so like
fun.
We could start a book club and then we would make bookmarks for people who sign up for the book club and then they read the book.
And then, they get a bookmark when you all finish the book, yeah, you get a bookmark in the mail.
Oh, that'd be cute. See, I love merch after I finish a book.
I mean, I just love collecting things, so.
Also true. I collect sweatshirts and t-shirts. Definitely. Yeah.
Anyway.
Good idea. Edit it out. Get rid of it.
Everyone will just be in suspense until we start it.
Yeah, he'd be a really good idea. ..
You'll
never know. You sure will. Maybe we'll do it.
Maybe.
Start a book club.
Never have I ever had a book on my TBR for years. I think I have. I think that I remember when ACOTAR came out. But I guess it wasn't really on my TBR list. I think I was just aware of it.
I would say no now because I haven't been an avid reader for years. But I think if you ask me in like 2 years from now, there'll probably still be a book or two on there because they keep switching it. I'm like, this is on my TBR for now, but then I find this book and I want to read that one instead. So it's not that I'm not reading. Right. And I have to return one. So
yeah,
probably right.
Yeah. Fair.
But soon. Probably. Who knows if I'll read these books underneath on this shelf.
Right. That's fair. Yeah. Initially I was like, yeah, I definitely have. And then I'm like, no, I think I've just been aware of books and then never read them.
There's a lot of books. There's like too many options.
Yeah. Okay. Last one. Never have I ever used a random item as a bookmark. And I have a follow-up to this because if you have, I want to know what it was.
I'm thinking.
I use the same bookmark in all my physical books. I'll bring it the next time we record, but it's a bookmark I made like in elementary school.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's a dinosaur that I drew and it has like a little dinosaur sticker and my teacher laminated it for me. I still have it.
That's so cute. I think I have like a bookmark, maybe two. One I ordered, it was ACOTAR one because I was like, oh, I need a bookmark as a reward because I read these books. So I ordered it with my stickers.
The trophy, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's probably all I've used. I don't remember what I used like back in the day when I read like the 50 Shades series. I probably used like a piece of paper or something stupid.
Yeah, I feel like I've used like a piece of mail before.
Yeah.
Like an envelope or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a, I don't know, paper clip or whatever. Whatever you can find in the moment. Whatever I need to do to not lose that page. Because that's the worst part.
I hate losing where I'm at in a book.
It makes me mad. Or have you ever shared an Audible? With what, like, have you ever, and you and Austin ever shared an Audible?
Yes.
And you go Austin on and it's on where he's at?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it kills me every time.
My husband and I share an Audible account.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I don't have that. Is that illegal? I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. Don't listen to us, Audible. Go away.
Yeah. Actually, don't sponsor us.
We love you earlier. Now, actually, don't listen.
Actually, sponsor us so we can have our own accounts, please. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Like my own account, so that way I keep stop losing my spot.
So Austin was like, we should read Onyx Storm together. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. Or listen to it together. And I was like, that'd be great. And I started listening to it on the way home from work. And then the next day he was like, oh, I started listening to it. I was like, cool, great. And then I went back the next day and pressed play in my car and I'm driving. And I was like, I've already listened to this. I was like, oh, it must have just rewinded like 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
Like, no, this is like 3 chapters ago. So that didn't work. But he actually told me that his, the other day, when he opened it, said like, oh, you were listening to it on a different device. Do you want to go where you were on that device or stay where you were on this device? So maybe that's a new feature.
That's a nice question. Thank you, Audible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have had things spoiled for me because my husband and I share an Audible, but he has the privilege of listening to his headphones all day at work. Mm-hmm. So I'm like in the beginning of the book and I go back to it and it's like halfway through and tells me someone died or something. And I'm like, what's happening?
You're listening to the last page.
Okay, I don't think I'm that girly because I got real mad. Oh, this is ridiculous.
I would be like, and then what happened?
She's like, oh my gosh. They want to know.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, turn it off. Chucking my phone across the room. Don't tell me. No.
That's funny.
And then I get mad because then he's listening to like so much more. And then like he finished Throne of Glass way before I did. He finished Crescent City way before I did because he listened all the time. So he's right. Like, I'm here in the book. Where are you at? I'm like, I'm way back there, man.
And then they're like, oh, just wait.
Yeah. He's like, well, this one thing maybe happens. I'm like, could you go away? Get out of here. And he'd be like, are you done yet?
That's why you're not on the podcast.
Yes. That's why you're not a guest. He wants to be. No. No. Anyway. But I encourage him to listen to all these books. Like if I love a book and I finish it, I'm like, hey, you should listen to this one. Because I already know what happens. And I know he'll be done within a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Then we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like I made him listen to Lightlark. He's in Throne of Glass, ACOTAR, Crescent City, all the things. Quicksilver, okay. Of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Who hasn't?
If you haven't, you should. And everybody should have listened to that book at least one time.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
I hope you're going to love it. I have no doubt.
I love it so far.
Great book.
I am on chapter 6. Oh, yeah. Ooh,
yay, okay.
That. Yeah. I'm getting there.
Almost there.
Yep.
Once it's finished.
And that's all the...
Jumping on the episodes.
Yeah. That's all the questions I have.
Yay. Those are good questions. Welcome to the podcast, Alyssa.
Thanks.
I'm glad that you're here. Yeah, we'll start making some podcasts. Maybe we'll do a live stream of the Hunger Games.
Of the Hunger Games.
See if we can get it to record and post.
Oh my gosh. We'll see.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cursed. It's fine.
Yeah. But in the meantime, people should like and follow and subscribe. Wherever you listen to podcasts and tell your friends
about us, share our page. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't listen to podcasts, if you just scroll past us, share with your friends. Maybe someone that you know likes books or likes podcasts and they want to hang out with us.
I love it.
Amazing.
Yep.
Can't get enough of the Goodish Girls? Follow us on social media for sneak peeks at our upcoming episodes and bonus content.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online, or in Columbus at Polaris.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.